Eighth Perek, Mishnah Dalet, another Machlokes between the Sham and Tzila. Now we're talking about Halachos concerning Mayim Achreinim. Mechavdim es habayis v'afkat noitel yadayim. Mechavdim es habayis over here means you clean up the area that you ate with from crumbs before you wash the Mayim Achreinim, as concerned that the Mayim Achreinim may fall on the crumbs that remain. Now, the halachas like this, little crumbs, we're not concerned about if anything happens to them, but the crumbs that are larger, the size of the kezayis, they have a chashivas, and it's improper to spoil them or ruin them by pouring this mayim achreinim water on it. The shamay said that we're concerned that he will use a shamash who is ignorant, and therefore the shamash would leave these big crumbs, these big pieces of bread that are more than kezayis, and we're concerned that you will wash your mayim achreinim on those crumbs. Therefore, you have to make sure, don't rely on the shamash, make sure that all the crumbs are swept away before you wash mayim achreinim. They still learn them, leitlum leyatayim, v'achakam lechamim zabayis. They still said, the person has to use a shamash who is learned enough to know that it takes away the big crumbs, and therefore, you personally do not have to be concerned that there are crumbs over there. You can just wash the mayim achreinim and assume that there are no big crumbs over there. But ma'aseh today, we don't wash the mayim achreinim on the floor, we wash them on the table, so you don't have to be concerned with what's going on the floor. But the Mishnah Berurah does say that if you're washing your mayim achreinim at the table itself, you should make sure that there are no large pieces of bread, more pieces of bread that are larger than the size of the kezayis, near where you're washing the mayim achreinim.